Welcome back to Oh My Pod, where we help you automate and grow your podcast. My name's Justin J. Moore, and I help entrepreneurs launch podcasts that only take them 1 hour per week to manage. And I'm just going to come out and say this. I am leaving all of the other virtual recording softwares in the past. I have found something now that works better than any other one that I have ever used before. The thing that really makes it amazing for me is that I'm able to use the back camera of my phone while recording. This is great for two main reasons. Number one, the back camera of my phone is way higher quality than my laptop camera, which is good for me because right now I'm not going to buy a camera. I travel around the world and having a camera is just too much extra stuff. But my phone is pretty much, at least to my eyes, just as good in a lot of ways. So I'm using that now. And what's really cool is that it allows you to sync the two things up in real time. So you can actually use your camera from your phone while you're recording and not have to like upload those files separately after the fact, which is super annoying. The second reason why I really like it is because it's really easy to just move my phone and get a new camera angle that I wasn't able to access before, rather than having to like move my entire laptop or having a webcam on the laptop that's stuck there, that type of thing. Now, this platform is called Roll.ai, and I actually brought the founder onto this episode so that she could share the philosophy behind what they're doing and the future of what it looks like with their platform and just some of the logistical stuff. I really wanted you to hear it like straight from the exact right person. So Michelle Oh is the founder. She's actually one of the co-founders. And actually in the episode, I said she was the founder, but I want to give credit to all the people involved. There's many people. So she's one of the founders. And she did a really good job of explaining what the platform does and also how they're using AI in a way that's different than most of the other platforms. And below this video, you are going to see an affiliate link, which you can use to go and try Roll out for yourself. It's super affordable for what they offer. It saves you so much time and energy, especially if you were going to go out and buy a camera. Now you can just use your phone and you look amazing. So I hope you check it out. Link is in the show notes and enjoy this episode. Okay, welcome back to Oh My Pod. This is an interview with Michelle Oh. She is the founder of Roll AI, which we are currently recording on right now. It's a product that I'm personally using. So Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Justin.
Totally. Happy to have you here. Every time that I find a cool new product in the podcasting space, I immediately want to share it with everybody. So, and we actually met in person first, which is unusual in the online space. So we were both at a podcasting convention, which was cool. So for anybody listening, I want you to just give a brief overview of what Roll even is and how it could be integrated into the life and routine of the average podcaster.
Yeah, great question, Justin. So Roll AI is a video AI platform where we allow you to create Netflix quality videos using just your phone. So specifically how it works with, or you know, how we've seen it used in the podcasting space. And I think what's really interesting is that especially, you know, going to a conference like Podcast Movie, we run into so many podcasters who either, you know, have spent a ton of time in audio building their audience and now they're ready to get transitioned into video, or, you know, they've been doing video but really want to sort of differentiate themselves and build their brand and look a little bit more professional. So where Roll comes in is we essentially are a tool that lets you create amazing quality video really easily. A lot of times people are trying to do video. It's so hard. Do I need to figure out hardware? Do I need to buy a DSLR? Do I need to hire editors? Do I need to like figure out how to do video, which just seems really, really hard. And I think in building Roll, like our mission was, well, high quality video doesn't have to be hard. And given where our technology is with AI, with smartphones, with cloud, like it should be really easy. So that's what we've tried to do is we've built Roll to help democratize access to high quality video production. So really you can just use equipment you have at phone and still create really, really amazing video that we just enhance using AI and help you automate it. So you're able to go from capture to publishing in just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it's a perfect tool for people who are wanting to use video for their podcast, which I would highly recommend. But on top of it, you can also obviously do interviews like we're doing right now. So one thing that you mentioned, which I think was the biggest realization for me, is just how powerful the phone is for recording video. So can you just talk like a little bit more about, you know, from my perspective, when I first heard like using your phone to record, I'm like, isn't it like, it's not that
good. But then I looked at it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this looks like a real, like a camera. I bought a $1,000 camera. So just like riff on that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting because I feel like phones are so ubiquitous and people take videos of their phones all the time, but you don't realize how much better it is than your webcam. You know, so many people today just are, you know, using Zoom or other tools like that, using the cameras on your computers. But what you don't realize is that your cameras on your computers can only be so good because really just in terms of like the hardware, there's just not enough space for there to be a really good camera. But amazingly, you know, iPhone technology, you can see here that like this is an iPhone 13 Pro, that not only do you have one amazing camera, you actually have three separate cameras here that are amazing quality. And even like the 15 Pro today is a 48 megapixel phone. So essentially iPhones and DSLRs are converging in terms of their quality. And so if you're able to use a phone instead of a webcam to record your podcast, you'll find significant difference in terms of the quality of capture that you can get.
Yeah, that's really interesting. One thing that came to mind as you're saying that is I know somebody in particular who I really respect who like highly recommends getting a DSLR camera, like a, you know, more expensive camera. And what would you say to somebody who says like, you know, you need that over the phone and that you know, the phone is not professional enough or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we hear this all the time. And I would actually say like, you know, before you invest thousands of dollars into a DSLR to actually try out the phone to see if it's the level of quality that you like. Because what I would say about DSLRs is that it's not just about, you know, a camera versus a phone. It's about the entire learning curve that goes into figuring out how to use a DSLR, right? It's not just a DSLR. You need to figure out like what software you can use to actually then like take the footage from the phone to the camera. And then you have to figure out all the different plumbing and wiring, like what software, what cables, how do you connect it to audio? So the thing is that cameras are not fit for video specifically, and definitely not sort of streaming videos, and definitely not sort of interview videos, right? And so you need to fit it into your actual workflow. And all of that takes hours and hours of investment and research, all of that time. And then not only that, you know, maybe something gets unplugged and then you have to constantly be troubleshooting it. So there's just like a really big learning curve versus the great thing about phones is that you're shooting video on phones all the time. It's very intuitive in terms of how you use it. And then if you use that coupled with a platform like Roll, where we actually make it incredibly easy for you just to, you know, turn on your camera, actually join your web call, and then we take care of all of that for you. We're then recording locally on the device, uploading into Real Cloud. So then all of your footage is just available for you immediately after the recording. And then on top of that, we do a bunch of AI enhancements. So it actually, and we add, you know, we do things like we add cinematic bokeh. And so it actually looks like you took it with a DSLR, but you actually took it with a phone. But then on top of that, phones, because again, they're like mini computers, right? They have these really strong GPUs and, you know, CPU chips. You can actually do so much more on phones than you can with the camera. So for example, one thing that we do with Roll, which is super cool, is that we can actually activate multiple cameras at once. So we give you a multi-cam shoot using just one phone. So we're actually recording simultaneously from both the wide lens as well as the telephoto lens. So we give you two different video streams using just one phone during a recording, which you would never be able to do unless you actually set up multiple DSLRs. So because of that, that's just like kind of a taste into the things that you'll be able to do more and more with phones. And you actually just get a ton more just like raw, like power and compute power with phones that you'll just never be able to do on cameras.
So one tiny follow-up question, because I'm personally wondering. So like, if you could say like a percentage of how good the phone is compared to like a, I don't know, like an entry level DSLR camera, what like, you know, how close is it to as good?
Yeah, I mean, that's a super hard question to answer because also it's a little bit of the, in the eye of the beholder in terms of like, you know, what you're actually optimizing and shooting for. I mean, like I'm not a professional tech hardware reviewer. I would highly encourage you, you know, if you just go on YouTube and you go like, you know, iPhone, you could even say like, you know, after like 15 Pro to like Sony or Nikon or Canon or whatever, like your DSLR of choice, I guarantee you there will be like hundreds of videos that show up actually giving you like a side-by-side comparison and like low light, little like highlight, like action shots, like all of these things. So it's, again, it's a little bit in the eye of a beholder. But I think when you're talking about like podcasting specifically and the remote interview case, it's not just the capture that matters, right? It's like the entire downstream process that matters. And I think why sort of role, you know, and why we set out to build something like Roll, which is a game changer in terms of it's not, we're not just using AI and like being able to connect your phone really easily to your remote, you know, interview. So you make that super easy and then everything is uploaded to the cloud in real time. It's not just that, but we're actually doing a ton of other things using the phone. So for every single, you know, frame of capture, we're also capturing exactly where your face is and where your body is. We know the lighting in the room. We know how far away you are from the camera. We know who's speaking when. We know like focus events. We know all of these things about the scene. And then we take all that information to actually automate post entirely. So, you know, remote interviews, pretty standard. You know, Justin's talking, we spotlight Justin. I'm talking, we spotlight me. You know, we're in a quick back and forth, putting you in a side by side. So the really cool thing is we take all that information that we could capture and then we feed it through, you know, an AI algorithm or software to say, hey, give me an auto edit based on software. So then it actually takes, saves you as a podcaster, you know, tons of hours, not like editing videos. So just like the power of AI is being used in different ways. It's not just on the capture side, but also helping to automate post.
Yeah. And like when I first used the phone for the camera, I was really, really surprised by like, I mean, I think for me, it's like, I'm not an expert in video quality. I never have been. I've always been on the audio side of things. But when I first pulled up the phone camera, I thought to myself like, okay, I feel like a lot of people who I thought had really expensive cameras were actually just using the back camera of their phone in the right way. Because I literally saw the film and I was like, this is the high quality footage that I've seen so many other people do. Maybe they were using a camera, maybe not. But for, I think for 90% of people, it's going to look really, really similar. And also on top of that, I think that other things come into play when you're talking about, you know, how people get really great video quality. It's stuff also like, the lighting is comes into play as well, and just a whole bunch of things like the way that the room is set up. And so it's not just the camera, obviously, that's the complete like game changer. But yeah, the and going back on one thing that you said before about like the different steps of the process of recording a podcast episode, I would not invest in a camera right now and learn how to set everything up and have this big bulky like stand here wouldn't even fit in my room. Like, and I travel a lot. I would not be able to bring a camera with me. I'm already bringing so much. And so I think that the whatever you lose in quality from the phone, you definitely gain in convenience and just like efficiency. So that's like the only reason why I'm able to have a better video quality is because I'm using my phone. But because otherwise, I mean, just for convenience, I would just use my webcam. That's something that I personally noticed. And one thing that I would be curious is like, so you guys are using AI, and is the AI like the question that I had, because I've recorded a few episodes, is AI also like modifying and improving the visual, like the quality of the actual footage as well? Like, is that what the slate piece is? Because maybe you could also explain that slate piece for anybody listening. It's a really cool little feature.
Yeah. So what Justin was referring to is we're also able to do different like VFX or visual effects on the actual footage itself. So what we're able to do is actually create AI simulated dollies, pans, and cranes in the footage. So it looks like, and it mimics like high end equipment. You know, if you had like an actual like slider where you're like sliding the camera slowly across, you're probably seeing this in like Oprah interviews, right? Or like, you know, a crane in like you have in the SNL shot. So it's like, oh, it's a little bit more dramatic. So the really cool thing is we actually are using AI where we take a background, a role slate. And a slate is we actually just take like a background shot, an empty background shot where we ask you to step out of the scene. So we capture your background and then you step back in. And then what we do is we take that and then we recreate your room in 3D space in the cloud. And then we move a virtual camera around. So it looks like you're actually, you know, using a dolly pan, a dolly slider, a crane, but it's actually just using AI. So to answer your question, Justin, I mean, this is, you know, a complicated question because I think there's like so much happening right now with AI, Gen AI, like deep fakes and all these things. And I think as a company, you know, we have a philosophy where we are actually where we draw a line and we're never generating fake pixels of a person. So what that means is like, we will never be using AI to like generate a fake Justin, right? Or like a fake, just like, yeah, we are using AI to enhance and essentially use it to increase the level and quality of your video production. So it looks like you're using more expensive gear than you are, if that makes sense. So like, it's not about generating fake people or fake things. It's about enhancing overall quality. And so what that means, I'll give an example, is so you'll notice that in our video right now that we have this nice kind of bokeh or cinematic blur to our background. So it looks like we shot our videos with DSLRs, but we actually are just shooting on iPhones. So that's an example where we're actually using AI to then like segment out the person, or we're doing like, you know, auto rotoscoping. And rotoscoping, you know, is just a technique in, you know, video editing where you actually like separate the person from the background. But we're using AI to actually do segmentation. We remove the person from the background and then we say, okay, now blur the background in a way that makes it look like an expensive camera. So those are the types of things we're using with AI, not actually using them to generate fake people.
That's really cool. Yeah, I love all that. I think that if anybody is listening, you can also obviously watch the video because you'll be able to see what this all looks like and what we're actually doing. But I think that if you are starting a podcast or you currently have a show and you're doing video already, I have switched from all the previous things that I was using to this, and I recorded my first few episodes with it because essentially for me, it was I could use the back camera of my phone and I could record and use a different platform, and I could record the video on my phone separately and then record the audio in this other platform. But then I would have two chunky files that I would then have to go and upload, and they wouldn't be synced up together. And so there's a whole bunch of like logistics stuff that's just really annoying around that. And so literally when I went to go and record, like sit down and record my last episodes, I used this because I wanted a solution to that problem of, you know, my time is valuable. I don't want to spend time like uploading files and messing around with like, you know, AirDrop or Google Drive. Like it's just like too much stuff. So that was my like personal experience with it. So I would say, last question for you about Roll is, where do you see the future of Roll going, like over the next few years? Like, what does this become? You know what I mean?
Yeah, great question. And also, thank you, Justin, for being, you know, such a great user of our platform. I've seen your episodes and I think it's just super cool, all the different things that you're able to do. So thanks for that. Yeah, I think the unique thing about Roll is that we are an AI first platform, right? So like we actually started Roll a little over 2 years ago now, where we were actually in stealth for about 2 years, just figuring out if we could even, you know, build this technology. And then once we actually, you know, did prove that we can, we obviously launched it now, a little bit less than a year ago now. And the really cool thing is that, you know, while we were in stealth, we were building this AI stuff. And then before we were launched, this whole like ChatGPT AI thing happened, where then it was like, oh, like people know what AI is. And it's like this thing, and it's this exciting thing and this exciting trend. So that was an amazing tailwind for us, you know, right before we launched, that now people actually understand what AI is. But I think the unique thing about Roll is that we have always been an AI first company in terms of like our underlying foundation and just the way that our software is built. So, you know, at the end of the day, like we're a vertically integrated company, meaning that, you know, we wanted to set out to sort of completely change the entire video production stack, where it's like, you know, how you create video today, it's like you need DSLRs, then you need like five different types of software that you process all of your video through before you actually get to a published product. Like, which hasn't really changed in the past like few decades, like so much manual editing. And so it's like, we have to be able to, there has to be a better solution to this with like all the AI, with all the cloud compute, with like all this smartphone technology. So we basically went out to build something that just integrates that entire thing and can bring one platform to solve that entire problem, right? And then use AI to automate all of that. So I think in that theme, you know, when you're using Roll, it's not just about where our product is now, but also where we're heading, knowing that we're sort of an AI for first company. So for example, really cool things that are kind of in the works is, you know, our next big release will be our own like text-based editor. So you can think of like, you know, editing just like as easy as editing a Google Doc, but then, you know, doing that with a video. We know there's a few solutions today, but I think the really cool thing is, you know, as that's, again, integrated as part of our platform, we take all of those that great information, all of that stuff we're capturing on the, you know, capture side when you're recording and using that sort of in post. So being able to, you know, edit the doc, we automatically transcribe things, but also in line, like inserting automated motion graphics, like lower thirds, you know, templatizing a lot of those like animations that you would need like a motion graphics designer for, a VFX designer for, you know, adding in like inline camera movements, like right there in line, being able to switch multicam. So if you're taking a multicam shoot, again, really hard to do that in an edited timeline, but we're just able to, you know, that with a couple clicks of a button. And on top of that, we're doing, you know, can't reveal all the things yet, but doing some really cool things with, you know, in painting and out painting, where again, not generating the person, but generating like, you know, different scenes and backgrounds where maybe you don't need a multicam camera anymore, but we can actually just generate, you know, an ultra wide shot for you that, you know, could add some more dynamism to, you know, your long form videos. So again, just like in the vein of making things super easy, automating them using AI, but really being able to enhance the production quality of your overall videos, like with really minimal efforts on your side.
That's cool. Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great product. And I think we've gotten everything out of it that I really wanted to share with the audience. I wanted to share my personal experience. I wanted you to touch on some of the things that I know people will be asking when they go to Switch. The only other thing now is for people to go and check it out. So my question is, if somebody's new to Roll, like, should they just go to the website? Like, should we just link the website, or is there a sort of a discovery call that you do with people that we should link below, or what's the main form of getting a new person kind of onboarded to what you've got going on?
Yeah. Well, anyone can sign up to try out Roll on their own. You just go to www.roll.ai and you can just sign up and create an account and anyone can try us out. I would say that for anyone who actually does demos with us, we love, you know, learning about people's use cases and really teaching them how to use the platform to really optimize for what they're actually, you know, doing and making sure that it works within your workflow. So for folks who do take demo calls with us, we're actually offering 30 days of free white glove service where we actually sit on your calls with, you know, you and your guests or, you know, any recordings that you're doing to ensure that you get 100% comfortable with the platform. And of course, you know, nothing crazy happens, you know, when you have your high profile guests on. So that's an offer that we have. So yeah, just go ahead and sign up and then we will reach out and you can just schedule a call with us whenever you're ready. Or you can actually on our website, just schedule a demo directly if you'd like that too.
Cool. So that's what we'll link then. We'll just link the main Roll website and consider this episode a use case because you can see the quality. And I think it's something that, especially if you're running a podcast that's linked to a business of some kind, I really think that the webcam is lacking. And I've noticed that just through my own 50 episodes that I've done so far, it was just time for an upgrade. And that's the beauty of podcasting, is it's not going to be the same show in the way that it looks, or the strategy behind it. It's not going to be the same show on episode one as it is to episode 50. There's a lot of upgrades that can happen along the way. And this is one where it's a relatively low commitment to make this upgrade. Like, it's just a matter of having a little tripod for your phone and, you know, moving it horizontally and that's it. Now you've got a camera, right? It was like, it just saves you like $1,000 or $2,000, whatever that costs. So that's what it felt like for us. And now every client who works with us is going to get taken through a little section of our program, learn how to use Roll so that they can make sure that, like, when we make content for them, you know, you want the content to look as good as possible. And if it just means setting up the phone that you already have in your pocket, that's like a no-brainer, right? To have amazing content that makes you look way more professional. So definitely check it out in the description below. And I think that's everything. Michelle, thank you for being so gracious with everything that you shared and letting us kind of get an insight look into or an inside look into the platform.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Totally. Hey, just before you go, I'm really happy that you made it to the end of this episode. It means the world to me. I only want to ask for one thing in return for putting together all this content for free, and that's just leaving a review if you can, wherever you're listening, if it's Apple or Spotify. Just leaving a quick review is super, super helpful for us. It's going to help more people find the show so I can keep putting this content together for free. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode of Oh My Pod.